Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
So you heard the intro there.
What the hell was that? You told me, Matt, there was an open. You told me you made an open. What the hell is Bridget doing? What is she doing?
Hey, don't.
What is she doing? Hey, you're fired. Get out.
No, do not blame Bridget.
Fired. Out.
Do not.
Problems? Why are you working here on a weekend? You think you have problems?
Hey, it's me.
Try working here on a weekend.
So this
that
is
was a shot at me. Yeah,
this is not a shot at you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
we're talking about your producers, and then said
right.
We should work here on the weekend.
Yeah.
I did it with love.
Yeah,
I did it with love.
Right. This is the Mark James Show with Greg Dickerson, or as someone once called in last time we did a show, which seems like forever ago, George Dickerson. Remember he called you George?
He goes, I've been called a lot of things before.
Yeah,
Mark,
he's called George. And I'm going to give you a huge intro. He is the Hall to my Nash. He is the Triple H to my Shawn Michaels. And you're the Pippen to my Jordan.
Will you please say on the air what you said to me off the air before you did your lengthy trending now? What was that exactly that you said?
We'll get to that.
I'll repeat it.
Hey, by the way.
This is the best part of my week.
There's no doubt.
What kind of week do you have, for God's sake?
Your
week has to suck.
No, I know.
Best part?
God. You want to know what's weird?
My wife wouldn't say that.
You want to know what's weird?
What?
I am technically, through Nesson, on vacation from yesterday until Wednesday. So I'm off for 5 days.
Oh, so you can do the morning show finally on Monday and Tuesday.
So listen, well, the only thing is I'm going.
Oh, yeah, I'm going away. I can't do it those days.
I'm glad you brought that up. I want to start right there quick on a serious note. I have not been on the air since Kirk Minahan announced on Twitter about his situation. Right. And the fact that he's suffering from depression, and he was checked into McLean Hospital. And he went into detail, I believe, a week ago yesterday about his situation and talked about having suicidal thoughts and was very meticulous in his everything that he had to say. And, you know, we are Kirk Minahan's favorite show. Dickerson
that is
James.
True. Says that on my Twitter account.
That's right. And so I'm just telling you, and I said this on Twitter, I'll say this on the air. I am pulling for Kirk, and obviously I know he's going to be back here and better than ever. And, you know, obviously I think that whether you love him and whether you hate him, and maybe more people hate him than love him, but you still listen to him. So that Howard Stern effect.
Yes.
The one thing about Kirk is that I never had more respect and admiration for him than when he tweeted that out.
It's difficult. I know with stuff like that, depression in general, mental illness in general, there's a stigma behind it. There's a stigma attached to it. So it's embarrassing. People look at you differently. People treat you differently. Mm-hmm. So for him to come out and admit it and admit what he did or what he almost did, yeah, I got a lot for
a lot of respect. A lot of respect and admiration.
And I've been in touch with him and talked to him briefly via messages and doing well.
Good.
He knows he's got a long road.
Right.
Maybe some bumps in the road, but I told him keep staying positive. Best you can, keep That's taking it. Your medication. That's
right.
The biggest thing.
Yeah, he has way too much to live for. And beside his abundance of radio talent, and we know it's off the charts, he's got kids,
right.
He's got a family, and this is something, it's obviously very serious for him to come out. I just got to tell you, And Howard Stern's come out before about things in his personal life. Like back in the day, his wife had a miscarriage. He talks about the lack of endowment in a certain part of his anatomy. And he said things that are...
I don't know if that is on the same level as Kirk almost committing suicide. No. I'm just not sure. Maybe it's me.
But Howard's talked about going to therapy. He's done that. But for Kirk to do that, I was just like, wow. That is amazing. That to me was just like, how can you not just respect and admire a guy for being honest and bearing his soul to the Lord? And he didn't have to do it. And I got to tell you, Greg, I probably wouldn't have done it. I know a lot of people wouldn't do it.
As I told you, there's a stigma. People are embarrassed by it. I know freely and truly I've admitted my battles with mental illness.
Right.
And, I run into people now or I see people recognize me or say, hey, you're Greg from EEI. I feel like they look at me differently or they talk to me differently, or maybe it's just me in my head, but I think, geez, they're probably thinking, is this guy all right? Is he okay? He's all messed up. Because there is that stigma behind mental illness, and people look at folks with mental illness in a certain way. It's not like saying, yeah, I have cancer, I have heart disease, I have, you know, whatever. But I think those stigmas certainly are being taken away now. I think the stigmas are less and less than they were 5 or 10 years ago.
Greg, absolutely.
You've heard many professional athletes just in the last year come out and talk about their battles with mental illness. DeMar DeRozan was one of those guys.
Right. And Terry Bradshaw came out and said he suffered, and this is a guy, old school guy,
right,
played with the Steel Curtain. He came out and said, listen, I've suffered my whole life from years of depression. So he talked about that as well. I want to get to one thing, though, Greg.
By the way, do your weather.
Oh, yes.
The weather sponsor.
Yeah, the weather agent.
Look at me. I'm like the producer, huh?
Very good.
I'm like the mother with the little kid. Billy, Marky, finish your broccoli.
82 degrees, the high of 85. Expected thunderstorms in the afternoon. And weather's brought to you by the fine folks at FW Web Company. Thank you for that, Greg. I want to get to this because... And this is something that was on last Friday's show, not yesterday. Last Friday, which was the last time that Dale and Keefe were in the afternoon, Dale Arnold had this to say about the Kirk Minahan situation.
I know that there have been times in the past with Jerry and Kirk because, you know, they have a tendency at times to get a bit bombastic and get a little over the top. And I know that there have been people who have said, you know, oh, I don't know if that's real or I don't know if that's real. We're all wrestling fans in this room. And the wrestling term is, was it a shoot or was it a work? In wrestling terms, if it's a shoot, it means it's all just part of the show. It's fake. It's, you know, it's just part of the entertainment. A work is real life. I think that was a work. That was not a shoot. That was a work. That was real life.
Okay, so right there, let me just say something. And maybe, you know, and I know Dale's heart was in the right place here. Number one, I worked in the wrestling business. Dale got it wrong. A shoot is real. A work is fake. So he was trying to say that it was a shoot, not a work. Because a work means that it's fake. That's the whole thing.
I'm all confused right now.
Okay, but a shoot is real.
Real, work fake.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So here's my thing. Why do you even need to make that clarification? Did anyone out there doubt the authenticity or veracity of Kirk?
I'm sure there were some. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. I'm sure there were some. Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I didn't because I know Kirk's background a little bit, and I've heard him talk about it. I'm sure there were people who did.
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
Because sure. That doesn't bother me. Okay. Did it bother you?
I didn't think that it needed. There was just sort of an inference or insinuation of doubt, and like I didn't doubt it.
Well, let's put it this way, Mark. At this radio station, especially, there have been a lot of things done here in which people have wondered, is that real? Is that a shoot? Or is that a work? Or is that a work? Or is that a shoot? It's happened plenty of times at this radio station. So I'm sure that there was a small percentage or handful of people who might have thought that it wasn't real.
Okay, well, it is a shoot. It is real.
Work was real.
No, a shoot is real. Dale got that wrong too, right? He was trying to explain it and he said it wrong. If a shoot is real, a work is fake. So you got it?
Gotcha.
Okay, great.
Gotcha.
Right.
Because Dale knows his wrestling. He doesn't usually get that stuff wrong.
No, he got that really wrong. Okay. That was a major faux pas.
Is that why he they got moved from afternoons to middays because of something like that?
No, I think it was something. I think there was decisions made prior to that Friday. Right.
I didn't want that to be the reason.
No. I don't think Joey would go that far to do that. So I just want to say I'm pulling for Kirk, and I hopefully, and I know he listens to the station a lot, and hopefully he's listening now. So Dickerson, James, we will try to do our best. We will try to not suck. We can't make any promises, right?
No, I doubt it.
We can't make any promises, but we have Kirk in our minds and our thoughts and our prayers.
In my opinion, I think Kirk should take a 6-month sabbatical. I think that would be the best thing for him.
Why 6 months?
Well, because then I can get some more airtime. I can fill in and earn money. Kirk,
I'm glad to
take your time, Kirk.
I'm glad to
Kirk, 6 months, buddy. 6 months, you'll feel better. You'll be a new man.
Jerry would not be able to tolerate 6 months of you.
Well, no, I wouldn't do all the shows.
But he,
twice a week, maybe.
His partner in crime is Kirk. He needs they got to get the drinks.
Well, he was together.
I worked with Jerry
long before Kirk.
This is true.
Came on the scene.
This is true. You know what I mean. Like, this is why their show is so highly rated.
Who cares about ratings? I'm thinking about Kirk and his health. First.
Well, I'm glad that you were actually able to come in here today, because there was you and I were supposed to work together 2 weeks in a row and you couldn't do it. And I know,
at a baseball tournament with my son.
You're a great dad, and and your son.
Son
Cole,
comes first,
Cole, right?
Cole.
Yep. And how'd you guys do?
We got slaughtered.
Okay.
Yes.
But you were there.
We're a small little town, and New Bedford's a big old city.
That's true.
Things don't equal out right there.
Well, it's no Worcester. Because now Worcester is the new home of the Paw Sox.
There was a lot of time. Did you listen to Mustard and Johnson this morning?
Yes.
It was wall-to-wall, Sox, Paw Sox.
Well, here's the thing. And I want to get in that right away.
Okay.
I'm going to say this right now. My heart bleeds for everybody in Pawtucket and throughout the great state of Rhode Island today. Because I'm hoping at the last second the governor of Rhode Island can somehow come on. Because you still have, Greg, 3 years. So it's not like this is going to happen.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's not Hartford and the Patriots.
Are you giving me the Vince McMahon no chance in hell? There's no chance in hell they could stay in Pawtucket?
No, that would be a work.
Okay, that would be a work.
Would that be a shoot?
No, that would be a work.
Okay, that'd be a work. Right. Okay, no, they're not going anywhere.
So I got to tell you.
I mean, they are going.
They're going to Worcester. How about this?
The
announcement yesterday, they called Worcester the heartland of Massachusetts.
I've called Worcester a lot of things before in my life, especially working there for 7 or 8 years. I never called it the heartland. I guess it's the heartland because you consider the heartland of America the middle of the country.
Right.
Worcester is kind of the middle of the state.
Yeah, I get into
that. That's a stretch.
Listen, they've been there for over 4 decades.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
40
I went there years. As I went there as like a 10-year-old kid.
Roger Clemens came up through there. Wade Boggs. Mookie wasn't there for long, but you're talking about guys that
Lou Maloney.
That's right. Oh, Noma.
Jim Rice.
That's right. Noma.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a sad day throughout New England. Great for Worcester, great for the pot, but this is a sad day. You got to feel for the people of Pawtucket, Rhode Island, and because it's a money thing, $80 million.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's like, why do you do it? All right, McCoy Stadium doesn't have the latest. It's a minor league stadium.
That's antiquated. They've done the best that they could with that place.
It's a minor league stadium. Right. You know, who cares? This isn't like Fenway Park. This is a minor league stadium.
Yeah, but you got to make money. It's still a business, Mark. You want to make money. You're looking around at it. Have you seen some of the minor league parks in other cities around the country?
I saw the one.
Some of them are gorgeous.
Yeah, the one in Charlotte's nice, pretty for the White Sox.
That one. There's one in Oklahoma City.
Durham's nice.
With AAA plays. Beautiful park.
Durham's nice and down Durham for the Rays. The Durham Bulls.
It's a business, and these ballparks aren't like they were in the minor leagues 30 years ago, where it was just a dilapidated stadium. They're now cash cows, and they want them to be money makers and cash cows and be like mini versions of Camden Yards.
Mm. Or Fenway Park.
Or Fenway, whatever.
That's it. All right, so we want to get your thoughts on that. Paw Sox versus Woo Sox. 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937. I can't even say Woo Sox. It's tough.
Worcester, just say the Worcester Red Sox. The Woo Sox, that's a marketing gimmick. I hate that, too.
I mean, the comments.
Worcester Red Sox.
If you should see the comments when they made the announcement yesterday on Twitter were just enough. They were enough.
What about Woo Sox?
They were just destroying it. I mean, it was bad, really bad. I feel for, listen, Rhode Island, we feel for you. And it's a shame that
I feel for Pawtucket, not Rhode Island. Well, I feel for Pawtucket that city,
it's
they
like people,
needed something. They needed some economic development. And that city's not going anywhere, unfortunately.
But they're not far from Providence.
Providence is great, but they're not Providence. It's a different city.
Yeah, I don't think the...
The state of Rhode Island's fine, I think.
Right, the bougie people in Newport, not that all of you are bougie, but they're not going to lose any sleep.
Right. Providence is a remarkable city.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
they've got two casinos now. They're going to have sports betting. The state is okay.
But yes.
It's the city of Pawtucket that I feel for.
Yeah, and we feel for you. And I got to tell you, this is a somber day for everybody.
It is?
No.
Really? It's a somber day?
Because, listen.
Somebody died?
No, when end of a tradition. It's an end of a... It's Greg, this is the end of an era.
So should we not... Yell and talk over each other and make jokes.
No, absolutely. No, you stop doing that. I'm gonna.
Well, you said somber.
No, but but it's.
I feel like I should just.
It sucks because I feel for everybody there, and I know how much the Paw Sox meant to not only Pawtucket, Greg, but the surrounding area, Providence, and the entire state of Rhode Island. And this is just as and great for Worcester, and it'll be a bolster to the economy and all that stuff. But Paw Sox were a tradition. I could hear Lou Maloney in his voice when this was announced.
It cracked. His voice cracked.
It did. Yeah. Like, Lou was broken up.
Yeah, it hurt him.
No. And
Deep down to his soul.
And I feel for Lou. And I feel for everybody that came through there. And I feel for most importantly, at the end of the day, Greg, you know as well as I do, it's the fans.
Lou's saying to himself, why couldn't I have gone to Worcester? Framingham to Worcester is a lot easier than Framingham to Pawtucket.
Well, you know what?
Where the hell was that 25 years ago?
You know, this is going to save a little time in the car for Rusne Castillo.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was driving every day from Boston to Pawtucket. Did you know that?
I think that's about the same. I don't think there's much of a difference between going to Worcester and going to Pawtucket. No. I don't think so.
Right.
Because you're going straight out Pike to 290 or you're going Pike to 95.
By the way, I have inside information. Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you this coming up. And Matt doesn't know this. Bridget doesn't know this. You don't know this.
Oh.
I have inside information about something that's been going on in the NFL in the first 2 weeks of the preseason that not many people know.
Oh, not okay. Somebody knows it.
Oh, somebody knows it, but
is this a work or a shoot that you're doing right now? This is a shoot, and that's real.
This is real.
Okay.
This is not the Dale Arnold trying to explain it and then coming up with, comparing somebody's suicidal thoughts and putting it in wrestling terms. This is a shoot.
Okay.
This is real.
Okay.
This is very real. I have some very inside information coming up. You're going to want to stay tuned to the show.
Are we going to do it when we come back, or are you going to drag it out for a while?
We're going to drag it out.
I'm
not even going to tell you when it's coming up, but it's something you're going to want to know about the NFL and the preseason.
Well, don't tell me off the air, because I want to be surprised, too.
Although I want you to be surprised. Okay. And Greg Dickerson can attest today, I am wearing the shirt that I bought live on the air here at WEI.
What does it say? Make football great again?
No, make football violent again.
Violent again.
Yes.
Oh, that was somebody wore that shirt, right? One of the Vikings, right?
Yes, one of the Vikings guys. He wore that. And I was very inspired to do that. While I was on the air, I went to the Etsy app, and I bought one of these t-shirts, and it came in the mail, and I love it. It fits perfectly. Hmm. So it's fitting really good. I was there on Thursday night for Patriots Eagles, covered the game. And here's the good news. Brady's like death and taxes every year. He's guaranteed. Don't worry about Brady. Now you're worried about, like I said in the trending, Isaiah Wynn, done for the season. Now you have a situation where you got two Georgia guys you draft in the first round. One of them's a running back, it's not like you have any of those, Jeremy Hill, Mike Gillisley, Rex Burkhead.
Who's hurt as well.
Right, but you've got a plethora. Oh, this guy James White, who was the hero in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, too. So you have two Georgia guys hurt. You just cut Malcolm Mitchell because he couldn't stay on the field. And there was a guy back in the day, 20-something years ago, by the name of Robert Edwards, who lost his career by playing in a beach volleyball game in Honolulu.
They had a pretty good player out of Georgia. I believe his name was, Richard Seymour.
I love
him. He was pretty good.
Big Smooth.
He was pretty good.
I love Big Smooth. He was real.
Smooth?
That's what they call him, Big Smooth.
Really?
Yeah, because I
never heard that.
When I saw Richard Seymour, I knew him very well through Randy McMichael. I used to host when I started off the Randy McMichael show.
Why do I know that name?
He was a tight end with the Dolphins.
Okay.
And he...
You know what? I'm confusing him with Steve McMichael.
Oh, no.
With the wrestler.
No, not at all. So Drew Rosenhaus would show up to my show every week at Hooters in Pembroke Pines, Florida.
Jesus.
Yes.
You were the Hooters in Pembroke Pines.
Right. Okay. Oh, my car got broken into one
imagine
time,
that.
Too. Yes, my Volvo got broken too. So, yeah, so there was
how
that.
How are you white?
No. I don't have one anymore. Volvo was fine, but I've had my Volvo face. Okay. I'm good through it. Not at all. Not at all.
Talk about it.
But the one thing.
What's the word? What's the term I'm thinking of? A yuppie.
Oh, it, nothing screams white more than Volvo.
Well, I would agree. I would agree.
All right. 617-779-7937. We'll get to that. Patriots, I'm still worried about this team. I will tell you this, though. The defense against the ones on Philly looked really good.
They did, but, you know, when we discuss it, I'll tell you what I thought of Philly's offense and Philly in general the other night.
Okay, speaking of, by the way, of mental health, Josh Gordon returns to the Browns after a 4-week absence to focus on his mental health. So he's back now with the Browns. So there's that.
What does
as
that
well.
Say about Dez Bryant?
Ooh.
Does that prevent Dez Bryant from coming there? Because they've been pretty quiet over there about that.
And by the way, we'll have to get to that too.
Yep.
How much do this team desperately need a guy like Dez Bryant? I'm talking about the Patriots.
Okay.
Because what we said, now Brady went to his safety valves the other night, Chris Hogan, and he went to James White. But I didn't see anything from number 81, Eric Decker. I didn't see anything.
I did. I saw a drop.
Right.
Saw a ball right in his hands.
Exactly. All right. Paw Sox move to Worcester. Your thoughts. What are they? Do not pull punches. 617-779-7937. Dickerson and James.
Now, Mark James.
See, and me, Greg Dickerson.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
So, I want to call this Dickerson and James, but it seems like that the producers want to call this the Mark James Show.
Yeah. That's
fine.
That's okay.
No. Right. I listen, dude. You're the
My ego was bashed, bruised, and destroyed years ago.
But I saw you.
You saw me. Where?
I saw you.
Not on TV, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
For the first time, I saw anything is possible. And I saw Kevin Garnett in the locker room after the Celtics went off, and he was pouring.
You mean the porn video?
No, he was pouring.
Yeah, the porn video.
The champagne down.
Yeah, yes.
And you
people that I worked with at Comcast called it a porn video because I was like, you know, like that.
What are you going to do if Kevin Garnett wanted to pour champagne down?
Well, I probably shouldn't start drinking it on the air, but right. You know, I got caught up in the moment a little bit. I got caught up in the moment.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it
wasn't really all that professional.
No.
But screw it. You know what? I don't care.
You got to consider.
Looking back on it now, I'm like, yeah. Guys, right. The Celtics lot. Kevin Garnett was pouring champagne down my gullet.
Yeah,
in the championship celebration in the locker room. Hey, great. Okay,
I saw. I'm like,
I got to do that.
There's Greg. There's Dickerson right there, man.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
My moment. My moment to shine. You saw that documentary? I didn't see it. I haven't seen it.
Oh yeah, it was. Good.
Was it good?
It was very good.
Okay.
No, it was really.
It doesn't surprise me. The kid. Jeez, he was a kid 15 years ago. The guy who does it or who did it by the name of Tory Champagne is ridiculously talented.
Very
ridiculously
good.
Ridiculously talented.
Yeah,
he's done a lot of stuff for NBC Sports Boston out there.
Yeah, here's the thing: when the Celtics win their 17th banner, and for the first time in nearly 18 years. And Kevin Garnett is, you know, holding champagne above your head. You tilt it back.
Okay. I'm glad you feel that way.
Like,
a lot of people. No, I'm glad. No, like I regretted that for a long time, but now I don't. No, I'm like, hey, yeah, I'm glad. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm not doing it anymore.
No.
Stupid part-time talk show host. Why do I care
that's
anymore?
It.
I'm not a journalist.
No, that's all. It's all good. All right. Dickerson and James, 617-779-7937.
Done a lot of dumber things in my life and my career, by the way.
Oh, of course. I mean, and, you know, it's KG, man. Like, what are you going to do? You don't even have a choice in the matter. It's like if you're in
I know. I didn't have to, like, you know, I could have let him just pour it all over me. I didn't have to try and drink it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I know. So but, your like boss
I got caught up in them. No, they didn't care. They thought it was funny.
Oh, they thought it was funny?
Yeah, they thought it was funny.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you got in trouble for
it. Oh, God. Who would get in trouble for that?
That's what I'm
saying.
At
that time.
Yeah, it's
everybody
like.
Everybody was all happy and giddy. Oh, God,
right.
No.
Like, can I tell you a story?
Most of the bosses were probably drunk then anyway at the time.
So, you know, having worked in ECW,
yeah.
This is my, you know, sort of Kevin Garnett story, you know, Rob Van Dam.
Okay.
RVD.
I was going to say, Mr. Rob Van Dam is the Kevin Garnett of ECW?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would say he's the Michael Jordan of ECW.
Does he swear a lot?
Not as much. Not as much as KG.
Nobody does.
So when Rob Van Dam won the ECW, the WWE title at One Night Stand in June 2006 at the Manhattan
Center. Oh, I'll never forget it. One of the biggest nights of my life.
Over John Cena.
Where was it at?
It was at the Manhattan Center.
Oh, of course.
It was a WWE event, though.
Yes.
He beat John Cena, and the whole place went crazy. So,
What is the Manhattan Center?
It's where they used to. It's where they held the original Raw. The
where they just had the 25th anniversary.
Yes.
Okay.
So they held it there. They wanted to give the ECW
like
type feel to it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Rob Van Dam like asked me and a buddy of mine I was doing a show with at the time down in Miami, Fort Lauderdale. I was like, hey, listen, you want to celebrate back to the room?
Want to party with the champ?
Yeah. And
you
want
to party with the champ, man?
And we did.
Rob Van Dam.
Mr. Pay-Per-View, Mr. Monday Night, the whole effing show, RVD, we partied with him. That's it. You know what RVD likes to do?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Let's just say he...
Well, am I supposed to?
He was way ahead of the legalization of marijuana.
Oh, okay.
Way ahead of that.
Really?
Way ahead of that.
Is that what ended his career with the WWE?
Might
have been?
No, because he came back. That's a whole other thing. Oh. All right. But so I
you don't want to get into it?
I understand.
You're afraid of spilling the beans on something?
No.
Is he still wrestling?
He does still wrestle. Okay. He wrestles when he wants to, basically.
Gotcha.
You know. But back to the Paw Sox, moving to Worcester.
By the way, they just had a wrestling event at McCoy Stadium about 2 weeks ago.
How'd that go?
I have no idea. Like, Mick Foley was there. Rob Van Dam might have been there. But there were a bunch of people there.
Mick Foley was in there?
Mick Foley was there. I don't know I don't know if he wrestled or not, but he was there.
Oh, very nice.
There you go.
Yes, there's the RVD music. The original one is Pantera Walk. That's the original one. But yes, that's a great, that was his WWE entrance music. I'm not going to listen, great for Worcester, the 508 area code and everyone around there. That's awesome. Shrewsbury. And I'm sure a lot of people will go to games there. How far are you?
I'm about the same distance between, my town and Pawtucket and my town and Worcester. It's about the same, about 30 minutes.
So you were saying driving from Boston to Pawtucket is about the same distance?
I would think so. About the same driving time?
Really?
Yeah,
Bridget, you are nodding your head up and down on that. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's probably an hour, maybe 55 minutes each direction, right?
It's definitely an hour to Providence.
Yeah. So it's about an hour, maybe a little less to Worcester.
Wow.
It's about the same.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is a business decision, plain and simple.
Yeah, completely. I mean, you got a brand new park, and the biggest thing is the state of Massachusetts and the city of Worcester are paying more than Rhode Island would have. And
$80 million more, apparently.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're going to take that. Any team's going to take that.
Why wouldn't the governor of Rhode Island and all the lawmakers in that local economy, why wouldn't they do everything they could to try to keep the
Paw Sox? I think
there?
They tried, based on what I have read, based on listening to one particular caller on Mustard and Johnson this morning. There was a co-owner of the Red Sox who passed away of a heart attack while jogging. He was tight with the Speaker of the House in Rhode Island. After he passed away, the Speaker of the House sort of turned his back on the Paw Sox and the project. The Senate passed a bill down in Rhode Island, and I guess the Speaker of the House of Rhode Island sort of blocked things, and we all know about that in Massachusetts because that was done many years ago by Tom Finneran for a variety of things. So I think that's basically what happened. And I think also, too, he and maybe some others in Rhode Island were a little leery of another 38 Studios debacle. I don't think it would have been the same.
Yeah,
but
that Curt Schilling thing sort of gave that's they got burned on that.
Yeah,
they got burned. How did that thing fail so bad? The Curt Schilling thing.
I don't know. I'm not up on my Curt Schilling gaming.
I mean, because it was what looked like for a while. Like Curt Schilling was like, oh, I'm going to take this thing and it's going to be huge, and then it just flopped. Mm. It was like done. Here's the thing. I feel for everybody in Pawtucket. And what, for the people out there that went to Paw Sox games, what are you going to miss? Will you make the drive to Worcester now?
Well, yeah, but think about it. There are people from Worcester, people from Grafton, or people from Andover who would drive down to Pawtucket. They'll go to Worcester now.
But the question is now, will the people from the Pawtucket area go to Worcester?
Sure, I'm sure some will. But think about it, Mark. You're going to have the majority of your fan base be in the Pawtucket, south coast of Rhode Island, south coast of Massachusetts, New Bedford, Fall River, Providence area, go to Paw Sox games. Now you're going to start drawing from a whole new audience in and around Worcester. And don't forget, Worcester's the second largest city in New England.
Yeah.
So I think you'll make up for whatever you lose.
No,
second biggest. Yep.
Is it really?
Bigger than Hartford, bigger than Providence. Yep.
Bigger than Springfield.
Bigger. Much bigger than Springfield.
Hey, we're getting MGM next Friday.
Next week.
Yeah, I'm going there through Nesson this Thursday for the, like, we're going to be there the day before for the grand opening. They're doing
Why
this.
Why does Nesson go? You're a sports station. Grand opening of a casino.
Because it's.
What a great place to work.
It's a great place to work. I cannot wait to be back home. I'm coming home. Like, you know, the whole LeBron thing. But I'm coming home, so I can't wait. And I can't wait not only to go home and to check out MGM. I saw it from the outside. It looks tremendous. I want to see what it's going to look like because now, guess what they have to add, Greg?
A sports book. Not yet.
But
until Massachusetts gets off its ass and passes
it's
it,
a
maybe another year or two.
Mutt told me when I asked Mutt.
And he would know.
And Mutt is Mr. Gambling.
Yep.
So I, you know, Mike Monansky, when it comes to gambling, when it comes to, like, I'm like, give me a timetable. He goes, and right when the Supreme Court legalized sports gambling across the United States, he said about a year.
Yeah, so, everything that I've read has said sometime middle second half of 2019.
Okay.
So not too far off. Providence, Twin River, they're shooting for October 1. So it's coming up.
Really?
Yes.
They're shooting for a sports
book? They already have it. It's all set. They're shooting for October 1 to get it up and running.
Oh.
Everything's already done, set, and ready to go. They just have to build everything, get everything together. So we're shooting October 1.
617-779-7937.
Half hour from my house.
Where Twin River, where is it exactly?
It is in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Lincoln, Rhode Island. Yes. Okay. Your thoughts on the Paw Sox moving to Worcester, and will you now go to games in Worcester? Barry in Cape Cod. Hello, Barry.
Hey, guys. I love your show. First time, long time. I live on Cape Cod. I grew up outside of Worcester. I think this is great for the city. This is going to bring a lot of tourists there. It's going to put Worcester on the map. And I just think that people are going to see what kind of city Worcester is. I don't know if have you guys been to Worcester before?
Many a time. I got to see. I will. And by the way, here's a little Worcester Springfield story. When I was very young, I got to go watch Travis Best in Springfield Central High School win the state championship at the Worcester Centrum. Yes,
you can't beat that.
And I got to see Prince at the Palladium.
Whoa.
How about that?
Wow.
The late, great Prince in 2000.
Suck on that, Dickerson.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Worcester's great. No, it's fine. They used to have outlets back in the day. They're still there, right?
Yeah, well, they have the Green Deck
Fashion Mall. Common.
You've never been there. You got to go there. That's one of the great centerpieces of Worcester. And I just think when they finally open that new stadium, you're going to have Ortiz, Big Poppy going to the stadium, Pedro throwing out the first pitch, and they're going to fall in love with the city. I could see them moving there. I could see people coming from all over the country, coming to Worcester, enjoying the city, seeing it for what it is.
All over the country.
Put Worcester back on the map. I've always said that if you didn't have Boston, you didn't have Springfield, you didn't have New Bedford, you didn't have Fall River, Worcester would be the capital of Massachusetts.
Back on the map, Barry? Was it on the map before, Worcester? It was on the map? When was this? I don't remember. I used to work there, and it wasn't on the map 20 years ago.
Hey, Barry.
Love Shrewsbury Street. God loves Shrewsbury Street. Love the Centrum.
Oh, yeah. But, you got to love it. Hey, Barry, I'm coming to Cape Cod tomorrow. Any recommendations?
What are you looking for? You need a boat. You got to get on a boat.
Yeah, go swimming. Right. Go swimming in the ocean. That's what you should do. That's
right.
My recommendation.
Yeah, Nauset Beach.
Go to Truro.
National City Shore. Go to Chatham. There's a lot of seals there. You guys are going to love it.
Yeah. All right.
Yes,
great.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Go see the seals. Go swim with the seals, too. That's what you should do, Mark.
Greg, you're not the only one that would love to see me go swimming with seals.
Well, no, because I want you to have fun. That's
right.
All.
I'm not
saying anything else.
All right. Your thoughts on that. The Paw Sox now moving to Worcester. 617-779-7937 is the number again. And on Dickerson and James also. Tom Brady, what we saw the other night, Greg, not that I had any doubts, but...
Sounds like you did. I know some people did.
I never had doubts of Tom Brady. I had doubts of him establishing continuity with these new faces.
Okay, then you and I are basically
like
on the same page.
Like Kenny Britt, yeah. Cordell or Patterson.
Kenny Britt?
Right. Yeah, before he got cut, Jordan Matthews. Right. You know, like these guys, Eric Decker. This is what I had an issue with. So we'll get to all that right here on Dickerson and James.
Now, Mark James.
See, and me, Greg Dickerson.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, yes. Matty Morrell.
20 years in the business.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how I'm treated. That's
Matty Morrell and pretty soon Bridget.
A little respect for your elders, huh, Bridget?
Yeah.
Huh, Matt?
Yeah.
A little respect for your elders.
Bridget, you just keep doing you. You just keep doing you. You're
Don't
doing
you
a great job.
Don't you know who I was?
You didn't like it?
We pulled the music down for your name and everything, so everybody knows.
That big, powerful Mark James and Greg Dickerson. I want the guy with
the funniest
voice.
Thing. Hey, Matt, you were here. Morrell, you were here when some guy called in. I was like the last time Greg and I did a show together, which was like a month ago. And the guy goes, Greg goes, what's my name? He goes, yeah. He goes, what are our names? He goes, Mark and George.
I tried to pull the audio.
They're trying to find it.
Mark and George. He goes, that's right.
Call worse.
George
Somebody
Dickerson.
Wants to call me George, that's fine. I've been called a lot worse.
Right.
My name is Dickerson. Remember
yep.
that.
And if
okay?
you don't know who he is and you don't know what Dickerson means, watch Anything Is Possible, the 2008 Celtics documentary. It was
Mr.
very well done.
Mr. Unprofessional.
NBC
porn
Sports
star.
Boston, two thumbs
Guzzling
up.
Champagne from Kevin Garnett. Was
oh,
that good?
It was great.
Yeah.
It
doesn't surprise me at
all. It was 30 for 30 ish.
Really?
It was that good. It was that.
Did you,
good.
Have you seen the other stuff that they've done?
Oh, they've done a great job.
Stuff?
Oh, yeah. like the 86 Celtics?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Said, the guy who does it, Torrey Champagne.
Oh, Torrey Champagne.
Is a master.
I don't know who you are, but I can tell you, you are wonderful at your job. That's all I can. I don't know you, but you are great at your job. And Dickerson gives you the
seal of approval.
The rubber stamp
if
on that.
If I'm
one.
Saying something nice about something on NBC Sports Boston, you know it's good.
That's it. That's exactly it. All right, so a couple texts in the cesspool text line, 37937, speaking of cesspool. Some guy just texted in, Worcester is a cesspool. Someone
God.
Said,
oh, God.
Someone said, hey, Mark, thanks for repping the 413 Springfield. This is Skipping Springfield.
For life. Springfield for life.
Springfield for life. Hey, Mark, headed to the Cape tomorrow. Come by the Jetty in Mashfield for brunch. As my guest, of course, Wicked Brunch and Bloody Mary Bar. All right. And how about this one? Someone said Public Enemy in 1989 played the Springfield Civic Center. No. They were supposed to come in 1990 because I was very young back then. My parents were going to take me and my friends to go, and they canceled. That adversely affected my childhood.
Really?
I'm a huge Public Enemy fan.
You're probably better off not seeing them at the time.
No,
you were just a young kid?
Oh, so P.E. was like, we brought rap music to the suburbs, man. The suburbs of Springfield.
I was still into hair metal back then.
So, no.
Not that I'm not now.
And someone said Nirvana played at the Springfield Civic Center in 1993.
Yes.
I just read recently that Nirvana, they filmed...
Pearl Jam, I think, played out there, too.
Nirvana, yeah, well, they've been around a while.
Nirvana was...
No,
just
but
nothing.
No, they weren't... Nirvana wasn't, like, big for a while. They got huge in the fall of 91. And
I'm saying Nirvana. I thought Nirvana was around since the mid-80s.
No.
I could be wrong.
No, Nirvana came around in the fall of 91 because I'll tell you this.
No, they got big in the fall of 91.
Right, but they didn't play Springfield Civic Center in the 80s because no one knew who they
were. I know that.
They filmed, listen to this, filmed yesterday, so it was 27 years to the date yesterday, they filmed the video, the epic video, Smells Like Teen Spirit, in Culver City, California for $50,000.
Wow.
And it's considered... Rolling Stone rated that album and that song one of the top 10 songs in the history of rock and roll.
I like some of their songs, but it was the death of music. Death of my childhood.
Well, I will tell you this. Three people died in the 90s and we are still paying for it. Kurt Cobain, Tupac, and Biggie. It killed, for those genres.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
It killed the genre.
I don't want to see anybody die, but I'm okay.
No,
all
no,
three of them.
No,
big deal.
No, it killed it for
I'm
me.
Okay. I'm
you're so mean.
I'm sorry because, because of Soundgarden and Soul Asylum.
Weezer, Offspring?
Oh, I love Weezer.
Right, Sponge, Bush?
Oh, God, awful. The Toadies.
It ruined
music.
No, it didn't. No,
Def
it
Leppard,
didn't.
Poison.
Motley
Crue. Wait,
no. Those were
Tesla.
Those were
good. Those are my bands.
No, but then it turned into Warren and Winger. Did you like Warren and Winger?
I saw Winger.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
the Bullet
sure
Boys and Bon Jovi. At Great
oh,
Woods.
The Bullet Boys. Another great.
Well, they were the fourth.
Yeah.
They were just an opening act.
Yeah. Me and my friends when we were in middle
Kip
school.
Winger.
Yeah.
Could you get away with She's Only 17 Now?
No.
Could you get away with doing that song?
No, you could not.
I don't think you
you could.
No, you could not.
She's only 17.
Unless you're, I think that's probably the national
the
anthem.
Daddy says she's too young, but she's old enough for me.
Right. Yeah. You could not get away with that these days.
Nope. Not working well today.
No. I think Roman Polanski, that's his national anthem. 617-779.
Everything went in the 80s. Everything goes. Doesn't matter what. Say whatever you want to say.
I don't condone that. 617-779-7937. Steve in Maine. What's up, Steve?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just want to say I'm originally from Worcester, moved to Maine in 1994.
Congratulations, you got out. I'm kidding, Steve. It's a little Worcester
joke. No, he's not kidding.
Yeah, so it's great. Congratulations to Worcester. Sad for Pawtucket a bit. But I've experienced the Double A with going to Portland, the Double A Red Sox baseball. So this is, like I said, great for Worcester. It'll pick them up, really validate them, I think. And
Steve, I do have one question though, Steve, about it. I think because of the stadium and the newness of the stadium and the new factor, I think they'll bang the place out for a few years.
Yeah.
But I wonder what will happen after that. I wonder if the area will support it because they didn't really support the Ice Cats all that well or the other hockey team that was there a couple of years ago before they left town. So I wonder how they'll support it.
Well, I think the Ice Cats were at least at times pretty well supported in the Centrum.
Nah, not really. I worked for them, and it was disappointing.
What happened to the Centrum? Disappointing.
Centrum's still there.
Oh, it is.
Oh yeah, great place for a concert.
Oh no,
great place
to watch.
But that when I worked in Worcester, worked for the Ice Cats, worked for a sports radio station in Worcester. The question was really whether the city and the overall area could sustain supporting a minor league team.
Oh.
And it didn't with the Ice Cats.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so there you go. Steve, we've got a sample. You know who will be playing there in 2021, Steve?
Who?
Dustin Pedroia. In the last year of his now $40.75 million contract, the Red Sox are on the hook for the next three seasons. So come see Petey in Worcester. He'll be there. Yes.
Dustin Petey's saying no to that. I'm going to say he'll say no.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, like the Red Sox have really missed him this year.
Well, no, I'm just saying he's not going to go play in
Pawtucket. Oh, okay. Well, then he won't be playing.
Why are you so bitter? Where did this all of a sudden come from?
Because
we're talking about the Worcester Red Sox.
No.
All of a sudden, you're crapping all over Dustin Pedroia. Where did that come from?
No, I'm sorry, because I know this is like...
How does your brain work?
Because Rob Bradford, and I brought this up to him, and there was a caller who called in a couple weeks ago, and I remember his name, Chris in Woonsock, and God bless you, Chris. He goes... The Red Sox are better without Pedroia. And I say, and of course.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, my God.
Icky Baluki. Oh, Rob probably went nuts with that.
Like, I didn't know. And Bradford.
One of his guys. One of his boys.
It was like you offended his wife.
It's like saying something about Doc Rivers.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That would be all over you.
Right. But like the Red Sox, and I mentioned three words about this Red Sox team without Pedroia. Addition by subtraction. Better without him. Take your pick.
A little bit of a clubhouse lawyer he's turned into.
Dustin Pedroia, I know from multiple sources, and I don't care that little...
Is this the thing that you were going to break before?
No,
NFL thing.
No, that was an NFL thing.
You got to tease that again.
No. Dustin Pedroia.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the reports originally came out about Dustin Pedroia egging on Price last year with the Eck thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Dustin Pedroia came out about a month later with Rob Bradford and denied everything?
Right. What did he say? Come to me.
No. But
this was a separate. Okay,
this was a separate. This wasn't the. You're looking for a leader.
Leader,
stand
right
at him. Yeah. Okay. And by the way, if you're a leader, you don't have to say you are. This was Dustin Pedroia, and I'm going to tell you right now, that is total BS. He egged on Price. I know for a fact. I know three people who were there. He egged on Price. Mm. He instigated it.
Who?
Dustin Pedroia.
I don't know who was there that you.
Please.
You can't say.
Yeah. No. I'm not going to do that.
Thought I might.
I thought I might get you to slip.
Yeah, I tried. Everybody.
Yeah. You got to put a lot more grease on the ground for me to slip on that one, folks. 617-779-7937.
Mike in a car.
Yeah, Mike in a car. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hi, Mike. You love Worcester, don't you?
Did one guy actually say Greendale Mall is a jewel of Worcester?
Yes, he did.
I think it's the only mall that you need a key to actually go to the bathroom.
it's got the little piece of wood attached to it, right?
Let me tell you about. I don't know if you guys have gone to Kelly Square.
Yes, actually I have. Yes, there's an old diner there.
it's a dumpster fire. It's absolutely awful. And if you've ever actually tried to get into Worcester between 4 and 5, forget it. It's always backed up. So what they're going to do to the infrastructure there when there's no room, I have no idea. I think it's going to be an absolute disaster. I think it's going to go over cost. You're going to have a lot of project delays on it. But I will say this. I think the city will support them because they have a minor league club, or it's not even minor league. It's the Bravehearts. And they actually do pretty well there. If you go there on a summer night, it's a good take. They draw pretty well.
Well, they play at Fitton Field. Is that
they play Holy Cross, yeah.
Yeah, the Fitton Field. Okay. That's an independent
minor league, yeah, yep. Exactly. Right? But they do pretty well there. So I think they'll do okay, but that area sucks, man. It's
well, that's the whole idea, Mike. They don't build stadiums and arenas in really nice places. They build them in downtrodden places to build them up. That's the whole idea.
It's like Judgment Night, guys, driving through there at night.
Mike did not. Oh, hey, Mike, appreciate the phone call. Hey, someone texted in on the Cesspool text line. Hey, Mark, nice, a Travis Best reference, pop quiz in high school. What team did Travis Best score 81 points against? And the answer is Putnam High School.
Oh, of course.
Yes. I'm the greatest thing to come out of Western Mass since Travis Best.
You are.
I am. Can you name anybody else?
Says a lot about Western Mass.
Well, I think it says more about me.
About Western Mass. It says a lot about Western Mass.
Well, I think it's a testament to me. Right. You know,
there's got to be somebody else from Western Mass. There's nobody?
Bridget Moynihan.
Oh, that's right.
But Brady Dumpter.
But she's on a TV show now.
Okay, she's doing her own thing. Bridget is great.
She's not sitting on weekends with me.
No.
She's not hanging out with Adam Pellerin every freaking night.
Well, I don't do that. I don't do that at all. Well, so,
clap all over Bridget Moynihan.
But she's from Longmeadow.
Okay.
Okay. So, but I think like she...
Friendlies. I'll take friendlies over you.
Okay. Well, no, but since Travis Best.
Oh, since Travis Best. Oh, since. Okay.
Yes. Since Travis Best. I mean, think about it.
Wow.
Like I'm
Vlad Dukas, or did he just Vlad Dukas?
Yeah, that football
player. The offensive line he played at UMass?
No, I'm the greatest thing to come out of Western Mass. Oh, by the way, speaking of Western Mass, here's not the thing I was teasing, but here's an announcement. Coming up this Patriots football season, thanks to Jason Valley, one of the sales guys at WEI in Western Mass in Springfield, I will be doing public appearances for Patriot games at various sports bars in Western Mass.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Starting with
your first one?
Week Opening one day? Against Houston.
Where are you going to be? Do you know?
Do not know yet. But no, because there's a bunch of different ones, so they haven't figured out. But week one against Houston, I'm coming to Western Mass.
And what does Mark James do at a Patriots game public appearance?
I'm there to shake hands and kiss babies.
And that's it? Watch the game?
Watch the game.
You're allowed to drink?
I don't know. I'm not a drinker. You know that, right? I don't drink.
No, you don't drink at all? No, I did not know.
No, I'm not a drinker.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I'm straight edge.
That takes some of the fun out of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, every now and then you crack
one. You really don't want to drink while you're technically on the job.
You don't want to do that.
It's frowned upon.
All right. Our Bridget. Bridget, you are not from Western Mass, right? What, you are from Eastern Mass?
From Attleboro.
Attleboro. Okay, so she's the pride of Attleboro. If she was from Western Mass, she would be the best thing to come out of Western Mass since Travis Best. I am now. Because she's not from Western
Mass. I'm going to
look that up. Yeah,
I need to do some research.
Like who's come out of there? Derek Kellogg stole a check from the state for a decade as the coach at UMass.
Why am I blanking on the, who's the guitarist?
Aaron Lewis from Stained?
Yes.
Yeah, he's great.
He's from Western Mass.
Yeah, but like.
Was he post Travis Best?
He's from Longmeadow.
Okay, well, there
him
you
and Bridget Moynihan.
He's better than you.
Okay.
I'm not a Stained fan, but they're pretty popular.
The song's been a while. Yeah. I met him.
You did?
I did meet him. Yeah. No,
did
he's
you tell him that you were better than him? Did you say that? Did that come up in conversation?
I wasn't better with him at the time.
Oh, okay.
Now I have you seen Stain come out with any albums recently?
No.
No. Okay.
He plays a lot of acoustic shows, I've noticed.
2002 was a long time ago.
Wow.
All right. 617-77-
Elizabeth Banks is from Pittsfield.
Who?
Elizabeth Banks.
She is. I didn't know that. From
Pittsfield.
The actress who's in Invincible with Mark Wahlberg?
Famous actress, Elizabeth Banks.
She's from Pittsfield?
Yes,
she is. Oh, she's better than me. But,
but she's not after Travis Best, though. Is she older than Travis Best?
No. No way. Elizabeth Banks is from Pittsfield? Shut the front door.
Kurt Russell spent his childhood in Springfield.
What?
Kurt Russell spent his childhood in Springfield.
Yeah, but he's
not. I Googled 25 famous people from Western Mass.
He's older, though. He's older than Travis Best.
I'm saying Elizabeth Banks is younger than Travis to me. So she, go ahead, Bridget.
I came up with two hockey players. We've got Frank Vetrano.
He's not. He had traded. Bruins got rid of him.
Oh, he was terrible. He was. Come on, he was terrible.
He was awful.
Connor Sheary.
Who?
Connor Sheary, Pittsburgh Penguins.
I don't know Connor Sheary.
I don't ever
not
heard
familiar
of him.
With him.
No, I'm
but I'll take you. I'll take your word for it. Better right. than better than Mark James. I'll take your word for it. Absolutely.
Bridget, we were getting along so well. Man, that hurts. That hurts. All right, Dickerson, and the greatest thing that's come out of Western Mass since Travis Best, Mark James, right here on WEI.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.